There's really only about one sentence that kind of summarizes the difference between punishment and discipline, so that we at least know what ballpark we're in, and that comes from the teleseminar a couple months ago. Basically, discipline focuses on teaching from mistakes, and punishment imposes suffering for mistakes. And we're just going to take about the first half hour of this call. We'll review the different discipline tools and how to discipline effectively, and then we'll have hopefully 20 to 30 minutes for Q&A afterwards where we can apply some of this to situations that you propose. So discipline teaches from mistakes, and punishment imposes suffering from mistakes. So the next important question to ask is that if we're trying to teach children something from the discipline, what is it that we're trying to teach? And the lesson that we really are trying to teach is that we want children to be held responsible or accountable for the outcomes of their choices. We want them to be responsible for the outcome of their choices. So what that means is that before we ever discipline, we have to be telling children what those behavior choices are. And you'll see how this comes into play in just a minute or two when we look at how we word our discipline. But children need to know you can either behave this positive way, and here's the positive outcomes you get, or if you choose to behave in this negative way, here's the negative outcomes. And it isn't necessarily that the negative outcome is a discipline. It could be something like if you play in the street, you could get hit by a car. So that's a negative outcome of the negative behavior, which is playing on the street. So that's what we really want to teach. When it comes down to picking a discipline, what it is that you're going to do, whatever it is that you choose to do for discipline, it has to fit the four R's. And I actually originally got this from Jane Nelson, who's the author of Positive Parenting, and she had it as the four R's of consequences. The consequences are really just one of many discipline tools, but I saw a lot of value in what she was presenting, and so I contacted her and asked her if I could kind of broaden that and make it the four R's of discipline. So that's what we've got here. Discipline, in order for it to be effective, needs to meet four R's. The first one is that it needs to be logically related. So related is the first R. If a child is playing out in the street, taking away TV is not logically related. Not being allowed to play in the street is logically related, or coming into the house would be logically related. Number two, it needs to be respectful. And there's two parts to respectful. Number one, the discipline itself needs to be respectful to both the parent and the child. So corporal punishment wouldn't fit because that's disrespectful to strike children or impose other kinds of physical suffering. It also needs to be respectful to the parent. So something like if you are late for the bus, then I have to drive you may not be respectful to the parent. Nor would restricting a teenager to the house for 3 months, because that's going to drive you nuts. So neither of those would be very respectful. So the other piece relates to how we word it, that it needs to be respectful, that we're not criticizing, humiliating, in the way that we're presenting the discipline. So those are kind of two pieces of respectful. Number three R is that it needs to be reasonable. And there's two parts to reasonable. One has to do with how long the discipline lasts. And your general rule of thumb is that you want for discipline to be as short as possible so that children have an opportunity to put whatever they learned into practice as soon as possible. So the longer discipline goes on, the more chance there is that they're no longer thinking about what it is they did wrong and what they need to do to fix that. Now they're just looking at how long this is lasting and how mean you are for making this last. And so it shifts the whole focus from a lesson into resentment. So that's the time piece of it. The other piece that relates to reasonable has to do with the extent of the discipline. And the example I always use for that is if you ask your child to wash the dishes, and you realize that one dish was not cleaned adequately, a reasonable discipline is that they rewash that one dish. An unreasonable discipline is that they have to rewash all the dishes, including the ones they had already gotten clean. And it's very clear to kids that that's unreasonable if they were to do the second option there, and then that creates resentment. So, and rebellion and revenge and retreat and all the things that come along with punishment. If any of those three, the first three, are missing, if any one of those are missing, it actually turns the discipline into punishment. And that's when you get those four R's of punishment that I just mentioned, the resentment, rebellion, revenge, and retreat, and those are also from Jane Nelson.